In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, the teaching of the Epistle of St. Peter and the Gospel of St. Matthew is perfectly fitting with the current situation. Jesus tells us that to enter into his kingdom, our righteousness, our holiness must surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees. And we receive here this morning a good rule of life, a good guidance for our daily life in our troubled world. The standard that is taught here is not just on outward conduct, but on our inward adhesion to God, to seeing like Him, thinking like Him, forgiving like Him, and becoming more and more like Him. This teaching stresses that the standards of the Lord is not that we merely be good people. Even pagans can be good people. Jesus wants us to go higher and to follow Him and imitate Him in our actions. It is the way St. Peter reminds us how to live in the epistle of today. St. Peter applies Jesus' teaching to the early church. And this early church was very small, very frail, and under a huge persecution. The persecution of the Roman pagan empire. Therefore, St. Peter, the first pope, calls all of the church members and consequently all of us to be of one mind, loving toward one another, compassionate and humble. And there is a contrast. The world is loud and we are called to humility. God does not want us to be divided, but to be unanimous, together wanting what God wants and rejecting what God rejects. He wants us to be sympathetic, entering into the sufferings of others. He wants us to love others, to be humble, and to place ourselves at others' service. On this fifth Sunday after Pentecost, we have therefore a perfect guideline for life. And we remember that God, the Holy Ghost, has been given to us to fulfill this divine mission. St. Peter continues saying, "Do not return evil for evil or insult for insult, but on the contrary, return a blessing, because to this you were called, that you might inherit a blessing." This is the best medication against this angry atmosphere in which we are daily. Return good instead of evil for evil. Don't return bitterness to bitterness or anger to anger. Lift up your soul and do God's will. When we suffer on account of the faith, we are reminded of something, and St. Peter does that very well, because himself had experienced in his own flesh. He was mistreated by his brothers, the Jews, who had crucified Jesus. And he said that we are blessed. Blessed are you, as Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. So we know already that the victory is on Jesus' side. We know also that the victory will be less meritorious and less beautiful without the hardship of the battlefield. Suffering is an opportunity for our personal sanctification, for the sanctification of the world, for our growing in love of God, who suffered out of love for us. And also growing in love of others, including even our persecutors, for whose conversion and salvation we can offer that suffering. And St. Peter finishes with one of the most famous lines in sacred scripture, a line that is crucial for us in this age. He says, always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason of your hope. Therefore, we are always supposed to be filled with hope, even and especially in the midst of difficulties. We are called, as Catholics, to give reason for the hope that we carry within, the hope that does not disappoint, the hope that is not worldly, but supernatural, heavenly, the hope that cannot be extinguished, the hope that is based on the fact that Jesus has risen from the dead and all the hatred in the world cannot get him back into the grave. As we attend this morning the sacrifice of the Mass, let us open ourselves wholeheartedly to the help he will give us so that we will not return evil for evil or insult for insult, but on the contrary, return a blessing, the blessing of God living within us, because it is to this we were called, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.